My name is Haptu Stefanos, and I came from Eritrea. I'm 13 years old. I left Eritrea before 3 years. I stayed in Sudan. In Sudan, I tried to work in Sudan, but the Eritrean government and the Sudanese government, they can make an agreement. They start to take people from Sudan. That's why we decided to go to Libya. We went to Libya, and even the Libyan government, they put us in the prison. We suffered in Libya so by so many diseases, even with the lack of food, with the lack of water. We also stayed for 1 year. After that, we tried to go to Italy, and the way to Italy is closed. Just we decided to come to Israel. But they told us Israel is good for immigrants. But when we come to Israel, it's just we got a problem in the way.
Through desert and sea. Migratory journey towards the Mediterranean area.
The desert.
Today in Israel, there are around 30,000 refugees. They come from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and Darfur. Their trip, comprised of encounters, dangers, and daring choices, brought them to this Middle East land. They didn't show up at the airport with a passport. They had to cross secretly the border that separates Egypt and Israel in the desert of the Sinai. Haptam tells us about his trip.
We met one Eritrean man. He's working with the Bedouins. We agreed to come here, and he told us to pay $2,000. We paid for the whole way from Tripoli to Israel. We arrived in Sinai. Then we paid the $2,000. When we paid the dollars, they said us, and this evening we will go to Israel. We accepted that. But later, the situation is changed. They took us in underground for 20 meters in the desert. Just they took us there for around 2 months there. My wife was pregnant for 2 months. We are suffering by diarrhea, lack of food, water, and so many things. We don't have a place to sleep. We don't have a place to work. Just they tied us with chains. In general, we have been around 40 people in one room. There was a place that's good for telephone. Just they took us there, and they told us it will add $9,200. All the people are choking. All the people are crying. But we don't have choice. We don't have to do anything. We try to discuss, to agree something, to reduce the money. But then they didn't. They told us, you must pay it. If you don't pay this money, you have to die, they told us. We thought we will die here. We will die there.
Freedom cost around $13,000 for both Haptam and his wife. Several Israeli organizations fighting for refugee rights, such as Physicians for Human Rights or the Hotline for Migrant Workers, after many talks with refugees, have been able to reconstruct the terrible reality of Egypt's desert camps, where smugglers keep immigrants segregated. Long periods without food and water, which caused the death of several persons, physical torture, and sexual violence. This is the daily life in these prisons. Those who are unable to get the ransom fees are killed. Thus, at a few kilometers from the Israeli border, many people have disappeared.
The journey is too bad. The Sinai, the Bedouins, and the Russia Desert, they are killing and hurting the peoples who are coming there. They demand a lot of money.
Kabdum, an Eritrean man, passed across that border. Now he helps the relatives of the missing people find their loved ones.
The lost guys are, there are three options. Maybe they are dead, or under the Bedouins here in Sinai, or in the hand of the prison of the Egyptians. And their relatives are looking for them a lot. They are crying and suffering a lot. I am coming here in order to look or to search for those who lost guys in Sinai and in Egypt. We need to address where they are. We need to help.
Those who can get the money to leave the Sinai's jails are faced with another obstacle, crossing the border. Two barbed wires running along the desert are waiting for them, guarded by Israeli and Egyptian army, who do not hesitate to fire on immigrants.
The place that we are crossing is a little bit similar to this one. I don't know the exact place, but there is a similarity.
Kabdum recently returned to the border that separates Israel from Egypt, looking for the place where he passed through. Two Israeli activists from the association Active Vision were with him. He shared with them his story crossing the border.
So when we are coming in the night, we are coming by the Bedouins, they bring us to the border, but we hear it, a voice from the Egyptian soldiers. When they saw it, the soldiers are looking at us and they hear our voice and they are looking for us. So the Bedouins say us, it's not safe to cross today. Let's change another day. They turn back to a far away from the border. And they left us in one valley and we sleep there for the whole day. Again they come. The same case was happened by the soldiers. They saw us. Again, we sleep for another nights. And after 2 days, they came us and they take us not from that side, the other side. After that, we are in three cars. The cars are reached to the border, to the fence. They left us and the cars, the Bedouins, their cars are running away to their homeland, and we are crossing the border. But I don't know how we pass through this fence. I don't know. I can't remember it. It's a huge, tall, and wide. But I saw it at the beginning. After that, when I reached to the middle of the fence, I don't know how can I pass, but my clothes are all tiered and left in the fence. This is the only thing that I remember it. Not only mine, everybody's clothes left in the fence. After that, when we are crossing the fence, the Israel soldiers are come and take us to, I don't know, the place, the name is Ndabishkuti. After Ndabishkuti, they take us to the jail. That's the journey that we face.
They took us on the border around 7 o'clock, but it was very far. We traveled by the car for 2 hours.
Also, Habtum faced the barbed wire and the Egyptian soldiers.
After 2 hours, we tried to go on foot, 2 hours on foot. We tried in so many ways. We tried this way. Even this way is harsh. They changed another way. And at the last, they told us, you must run in this way. Don't return back. Even if the police are shooting, don't return back. You have to go front. We did that, they told us. We saw one light in front of us. They told us, see the light. Just run in the light. We ran to the light. When we crossed the light, we got the road. We ran through the road. Then we met the Egyptian soldier. They shoot us. But nobody is dead. We crossed it two fences. The first one is very small, like this. It's around 50 meters. And the other is maybe it's more than 75. Some people, they cross just under the fence, and some of us, we jump like this. over the fence. It is very difficult to cross it, but as we cross it, we hear the sound and the light of the shooting. There is a soldier here, and the soldier is this 100 meter. We pass over.
Once in Israel, both Habtoum, his wife, and Kabdoum, like all those who crossed the border illegally, were conducted to the Kitziot prison in the Negev desert. In this prison, migrants can be detained for an indefinite period. Men, women, children, traumatized by the journey they've faced, remain there for weeks, months, or even years. Today, Habtoum and Kabdoum are free, but their life in Israel is very difficult. Every 3 months, they must renew their residence permit, which in any case does not allow them to even work. Despite the fact that the State of Israel signed the Geneva Convention on Refugees, there isn't any specific legal status for refugees. Without any support from the state and deprived of fundamental human rights, such as healthcare, refugees survive by working occasionally, like Habtoum does. His son will be born in a few days.
I don't know how the journey to Israel started. Every refugee from Sudan is going to Libya and then to Europe. Who started? How it started? It's not a common way to come to Israel before. There isn't any Eritreans here in Israel before. But I don't know, unfortunately, started a journey to Israel. How? Nobody can know. I don't know. Me, myself, I don't know how it starts. Who started? At the beginning, the amount of money they were paid is $600 to Israel. But now it reached until 20,000. How to pay the your loan or your credit? We don't know. It's amazing. So many guys are dead. So many tortures are happening. So many rapes are expressed.
He said, "Hi, how are you?
Welcome to a Greeks, you and you. Yes. And you are very happy when you come to here and to talk to him.
More than a million migrants live in Greece. For most of them, the country is only a transit area, a door to the true Europe. When Italy and Libya signed an agreement, Italy blocked and sent back directly from the sea thousands of immigrants to the African coast, and the number of migrants who reached Greece quickly increased, just as the number of countries from which they came. To the Afghanis, the Iraqis, the Pakistanis, we must now add thousands of Africans to the list.
Ma io sono partito dall'Afghanistan, diciamo, 3 anni fa.
I left Afghanistan 3 years ago.
This is Najibullah's voice, a 20-year-old Afghani man. He's living in Ancona, one of the Italian ports of the Adriatic Sea, where many migrants are entering Italy from Greece. Like everyone, Najibullah arrived on a ferry boat, hidden on a truck. 3 years ago, he left Afghanistan and went to Turkey, passing through Iran. From there, he was sent back to Afghanistan. He tried for a second time, This time he made it.
Siamo arrivati a Turchia.
We were 50 or 60 people in a truck when we arrived in Turkey. I stayed there with a smuggler for another 2 weeks, until being brought to a robber dinghy. We were 6 on the boat and we were going to Greece. We left at 2 a.m. and we arrived at 8 a.m. It was very cold. We were all tired. Some of us were crying. The sea was bad. We had to swim the last 15 minutes. When we put our feet on the Greek land, our legs, our hands couldn't move anymore.
Era tutti ragazzi stanchi, alcuni piangevano, capito?
We stayed there for a while without food. Then we slowly left towards Athens.
Verso Athena.
The Greek land, which Najibullah is talking about, is Lesbos Island. 3 years ago, when he started his journey, Lesbos was a necessary step to enter Greece. Today, the strict controls in the Aegean Sea by the European agency Frontex force migrants to enter Greece crossing the Evros River in Thrace, the Greek region at the border with Turkey. 128,000 people did so during the year 2010, before arriving in Athens and then Patra and Igoumenitsa, two Greek ports on the Adriatic Sea.
Dopo sono andato a Patras.
Then I went to Patra. I had no money. During 2 weeks, every day, I was going alone to the port, hiding myself on the tracks. But when the tracks were going onto the ferries, I was always found by the police, who was yelling, "Go away!" So each time I ran away. Finally, one day I succeeded. I was above the track. It go on the ferry and reached the port of Ancona.
Sono arrivato al porto di Ancona.
Najibullah's journey was very hard, but he succeeded. When he arrived in Ancona, the police didn't find him. Thus, he has not been sent back to Greece, as happens daily to many people. Margherita, activist of the Ambasciata dei Diritti, a network of associations in the Marche region in Italy, explains this process.
What is going on in the Adriatic ports is the consequence of an agreement passed in 1999 between Italy and Greece. According to this readmission agreement, if there is evidence that someone arriving at the port of Ancona has been in Greece before, Italy has the right and duty to send him or her back to Greece, without even having to keep any record of this procedure. As a consequence, there is no trace of this readmission neither in Italy or in Greece. These migrants become invisible, as if they'd never been here. We know from the Greek police that in 2009, 4,000 people have been sent back to Greece. Most of them are refugees, and they are not sent back because their case has been examined and an asylum commission has decided so, but because they simply don't get a chance to submit an asylum application.
All'asilo, ma perché non vengono, non gli viene data la possibilità di chiederlo?
In Ancona, as well as Venice, Bari, Brindisi, it's hard to avoid police controls. Harbors are strictly controlled, and often those who succeed to arrive are sent back to the Greek port from which they left, which is also highly controlled. In Greece, the situation is getting worse with respect to the past months, observes Dr. Politzeni Andreadu.
5-6 years ago, they were also refugees, but these people, you saw them 2 months, 3 months, then they passed. They found a facility to pass, and okay, now we have people here who are 2 years, 3 years here, and there came also more people. There were not so many people as there are now here. I think a lot of people also from Athens came, from Patras come here because they hope that they will pass from here more easy, but this is not like this. The frontier is closed.
The frustration of the migrants who see their hopes disappearing one day after another is getting stronger. Desperate attempts to escape are quite frequent, as five patients of Poliseni did. After trying unsuccessfully several times to escape the port's controls, they tried to reach Europe by land through Albania.
The way they tried to pass, it was really ridiculous. It shows how desperate the people are. They came one day to me here and they said, "Doctor, we will go to Albania." I said, "Guys, where do you want to go?" "Yes, we want to go to Albania." "How you want to go there?" I said. They said, "We don't go. We don't know." And in the evening, 12 o'clock, they were calling me from the prison in the frontier here, 25 kilometers. They just take the bus. They take the bus. They went until the frontier. And I don't know what they thought. They thought they will go out. They are totally black, yes? They go out and they pass to Albania and then they take a taxi to go. I don't know where, really. And it seems really how desperate they are.
In all the ports of the Adriatic, controls are increasing, affirms Mariani, an activist from Patra.
They are doing the controls in the port, in the trucks and in the ships, in order to find immigrants hidden in the trucks or under the trucks. So when they find them, they arrest them, they keep them in jail for some days, and then they release them because they cannot keep them for long, and they cannot do anything for them because they are... they cannot have their papers, but they cannot also be deported. So they just release them. And this can happen 3, 4, 5, 10 times. And whenever they arrest somebody who is just walking in the street and has no papers, they can put him in jail for some days or even for 2 or 3 months. And then they just release them without doing anything. This is the procedure. We also know that police, and especially the port police, is having a very bad behavior against the immigrants. They steal their money, they steal their phones, they hit them, they beat them. We have this kind of incidents pretty often.
Yosef is a young Algerian man. A few hours before the interview, he had just left the jail of the police station.
I was with a friend. The police stopped us and asked us the papers, but I had no papers, so they brought me to jail. After 4 days there, I got sick. I asked the policeman for the drugs. They didn't give it to me. Then we went to the hospital. The doctor gave me a prescription to buy the drugs. When we were going back to the prison in the car, and also in the jail, they didn't give me the drugs. When I asked for the drugs another time, they beat me on the face. There were three. Then they also gave me electric shocks on my back. I stayed in jail for 2 weeks.
Avec l'électricité, avec ici dans mon dos, il y a 4 policiers frappés ici avec les yeux ici.
Every day in Greece, there are acts of racism by locals against migrants. To the violence committed by the population, it's necessary to add that of the police. At the beginning of May, a demonstration against migrants was held in Igoumenitsa. The demonstration ended with an attack against migrants by the inhabitants and by the police. From that day, it's been impossible for the migrants to go to the city center to get some food without risking arrest. In May, between 600 and 1,000 migrants were arrested by the police in Igoumenitsa alone and sent to jail on the other side of the country near the Turkish border. At the beginning of June, the police attacked and destroyed the migrant camp built on the hill close to the city and arrested 60 of the 150 people in the camp. In Greece, many migrants are living in limbo without income. They can neither go forward nor back, as many of them escape from wars in their countries, where their lives are in danger. One of them is Ali, a young Afghan boy who lives in Patra, in a little cardboard hut that he built next to the street leading to the port. He looks no older than 14 years, and every day he still tries to hide himself on a truck, hoping to arrive in Italy.
I came from Afghanistan, and it's taken a lot of way, across a lot of dangerous things, and I arrived here. And I ask the government to care about us. Most of the Afghanian people are living in mountain or in village. And they don't know about They live simply. For example, they don't know most of them about computer or English. In Afghanistan, is not safe. Taliban, American people. Also, it's Afghanistan, it's for Afghanian people. But I think it's not for us. Because Afghanian people are run away, and some other people come. The family want to leave their children, send them in Europe, and they want to, when they see them again, maybe they have a good boy or see a person who develop. But in Europe, they don't know what's happened.
None of the migrants who are living in the ports of Igoumenitsa and Patra want to stay in Greece. They all want to go to Italy, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, anywhere but Greece. A country that Polixeni Andreadou, the doctor from Igoumenitsa, calls an open prison.
Unfortunately, a lot of people, I have to say it, because they tell this to me, they come to Europe because they don't know about Europe. There are some people who earn, you know this, who earns money with this. I know a lot of African guys, they told me, they said to them, okay, you pay this money, you pay $10,000, we pass you. The only problem is to pass to Greece. We pass you from Turkey to Greece. When you pass to Greece, finished. All the way is open. They really think that the way is open. They came here and they find themselves in a situation to be inside Greece, to cannot go to the European countries, Italy, Germany, where they want, and also not to can go back. Yes, they are like in a prison also. Greece is a great prison for me, a big prison, and the people here are inside, the refugees are inside. They are desperate. They don't know what to do. And it's very difficult. I don't know how we can give a solution. I think the only solution is to open the borders. No border, no nation.
You've been listening to Through Desert and Sea, audio documentary by AmisNet Radio Agency, a project in partnership with Active Vision and Servizio Civile Internazionale, with the support of the Annalyn Foundation.
هيلان يا ربي وتوحشت بلادي.